This is Ozarks at Large.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Golly.
Well, this is all gonna dude, look at all.
That's the sound of water pouring from the ceiling of a Harding University dorm after a pipe burst there Tuesday as temperatures in Searcy dropped into the negatives. It's a sight many Arkansans are familiar with following two snowstorms and days of record low temperatures.
Well, it was my daughter's 20th birthday, and my husband and I ran in town to pick up a cake we had ordered for her. And when we got back and walked in, I walked in first and just saw water pouring in our first floor half bath through the ceiling.
That's Susan Walters. She and her husband had just moved into a new house after coming to Northwest Arkansas from Colorado.
We didn't know where the water shut off was, which usually we're on top of things like that. But luckily, the people who live next door to us used to live in our house. So he found out from them where the main water shut off was, and he got it shut off and then, you know, just immediately started calling plumbers.
They managed to find a plumber who was able to close off that broken pipe, but then the Walters found another problem.
But when the plumber patched that, it turns out that it was the pipes are broken all under our second floor master bathroom.
So Walter says water started pouring into the screened-in sunroom that's directly below it. Between all the busted pipes and all the frozen ones, plumbers like Spencer Morgan have had a busy few days.
I'm on the south side of Fayetteville, and I'm fixing to crawl up under a house and fix a leak.
Morgan says at one point they started running out of heaters that could be used to thaw out people's frozen pipes.
You know, they usually bust on the hot side first. I don't know why. I think it's something, the vapor or something freezes in the hot side, and it's usually the first side to freeze, and then after that, everything freezes.
As you might imagine, insurance agents are getting plenty of phone calls, too. Stacy Carlson says at least two of her clients whose pipes broke in a bathroom are going to have major repairs to contend with in coming weeks.
One lady in the afternoon, she had left for lunch and came back 2 hours later, and the whole upstairs of her house had actually collapsed in. So in less than 2 hours, that much water can cause your ceiling to collapse from your second floor to your first floor. And then I had a lady that had actually happened in the middle of the night above her garage, same similar thing. It collapsed into the bottom floor.
And Carlson is urging patience as people start submitting claims to their insurance companies.
You know, there's only so many people that can get to different claims, and so they're working as hard and as fast as they can. But the first step is to get a restoration company out there, professionals that can help to start drying up, soaking up, getting the water out of the house. Because the longer that water stands, it's, you know, water's very damaging. Very damaging, no matter what it touches. It hurts it. Houses don't like water. On the floors, on the walls, baseboards, all of that.
Water cleanup was also in full swing this week at the Siloam Springs School District, which had pipes break at six of its main school buildings.